Okay, today, Beis Hashem, we're continuing in the third parak of Masachas Nazir, and we are up to parak Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. So a person who becomes a Nazir, becomes Tameh from a mace, or any similar Tumah during his Nazirus, gives up on all the days that he observes up until that point. It's Soser, the entire Nazirus. He has to start counting all over again once he becomes Tahar. So these two Mishnayos we're going to do today talk about the Halacha of a Nazir who becomes Tameh on the very last day of his Nazirus. Misha Marein Nazir. If a person says, I'll be a Nazir, but he didn't say how long his Nazirus was going to last, so he observes a 30-day Nazirus. Nitma Yom Shalashim, if he became Tameh on day 30 of his Nazirus, before he ever did the Giluach and brought his Karbanos, so Sosar, it destroys the whole Nazirus that he had counted. He's going to have to start counting all over again. Aye, what about Mitzvah Sayom Kikulo? That's only if he ended the Nazirus after the Mitzvah Sayom, but over here he didn't do the Giluach and the Karbanos, so he didn't end the Nazirus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Eino Soser L'Shiva. Rabbi Eliezer says he only gives up 7 days. Rabbi Eliezer holds that Mixas Yom of day 30, before becoming Tameh, counts Mixas Yom Kekulo, and that's true even though he did not do the Giluach and the Korbanos, so his term was considered over before he became Tameh, so he doesn't have to give up any of the days of Nazirus. Why does he say he gives up 7 days? That's how long it takes you to become Tahar from Tumah, and you can't do the Giluach and the Korbanos while you're still Tameh, so he still has to do that. He has to go through the Tara process, so it's not really that it's so Shaviyamim, it's just that happens to be the halacha of how a person gets through Tumas Meis. Now, a case that everyone agrees that he's Soser Shloshim Yom is if he says Hareini Nazir Shloshim Yom. His original commitment was not a Stam Nazirus, he specified 30 days, and Nitma Yom Shloshim, and he became Tameh on day 30, then Soser Sakal, then it's going to ruin everything. Because as we pointed out, we don't say Mixiyom Kikulo when the guy accepted in the zeros of Shloshim Yom. Moving on to Parak Gimel, Mishnah Dalit. If a guy says Hareini Nazir Meya Yom, I'm going to be Nazir for 100 days, Nitma Yom Meya, and he became Tameh on the 100th day, so says a call, he's going to have to start all over again. Rabbi Lazar Omerina Sosar Shloshim. Rabbi Lazar says, no, he only has to do another 30 days. Even though Nazir became Tameh during his Nazirus, well, so sir, the entire Nazirus. If he became Tameh on the last day of his Nazirus, he only has to repeat he only has to repeat 30 days. Rabbi Lazar derives this from a pasuk. It's got to be a gzeiros hakasuv that normally when you become Tameh during your Nazirus, you have to repeat the whole thing, but on the last day, he understands that you only have to repeat 30 days. Another machlokus between Tanakhama and Rabbi Lazar about a Nazir became Tameh on the day after his Nazirus was over. Nitma Yom Me'ah V'Yachad, he became Tameh on the 101st day, but he had not yet done the Giluach or Bordes Karbanos. So says Shloshim Yom, Tanakhama says that's where the Gzeres HaKasuv is, that he's got to do another 30 days of Nazirus, whereas Rabbi Lazar Omer, Eino Soser L'Shiva. No, he doesn't have to do another 30 days of Nazirus. It's only Soser 7 days. And again, Soser 7 days doesn't mean that it's actually Soser anything. It just means that's how long it's going to take him to become Tahar so that he could bring his Karbanos. So let's review what we learned today. In Mishnah Gimel, we said if a person accepts a Nazirus, a Stam Nazirus, and he becomes Tameh on day 30, Tanakhama says he's got to observe the whole Nazirus again. And Rabbi Lazar says, no, he just has to become Tahar and then bring it to the Giluach and the Karbanos. If he says explicitly that he's going to be a Nazir for 30 days and he becomes Tameh on day 30, then even Rabbi Eliezer would agree he's got to do his Nazirus all over again. Then Mishnah Dalit, we said if a guy commits to be a Nazir for 100 days and he becomes Tameh on day 100, Tanakhama says he's got to do all 100 days again, whereas Rabbi Eliezer says, no, he's only got to do 30 days again. If he became Tameh on day 101, but he had not yet done the Giluach or the Karbanos, so Tanakhama says he's only got to do 30 days again, and Rabbi Lazar says that no, he only doesn't even need to do that. He only needs to wait till he becomes Tahar, which is going to take him 7 days. Okay, Beis Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Parak Gimel, Mishnah Hey.